The following is a CSPN Media podcast presentation.
It's a new day, yes!
We ain't nothing it up. We ain't nothing it up. We ain't nothing it up.
Let me tell you about who deserves a shot at the United States heavyweight.
Let's hear it.
I'm the champion. I ought to know. You know, I've been sizing up guys since I came to WCW. And I think the one guy that stands out the most, the guy that I think has earned a title shot, El Dandy, I think you're a heck of a wrestler. You're a great technician in the ring, and you're a jam-up guy. Whoa. I don't see any reason.
Wait a minute. El Dandy has been wrestling in the cruiserweight division here. Please.
He's a great wrestler.
He's a great wrestler, but, like, goodness sakes, it's 50 pounds
different. Who are you to doubt El Dandy? Because this guy's a serious professional.
Well, let's talk about some serious contenders.
How about hypnosis? Let's get thrown.
Psychosis? Psychosis?
Whatever. He's a great wrestler, you know.
Hello, and welcome to episode 160 of the WrestleCast. I'm your host, Don DeLaRente, and I'm joined, as always, by my SmackDown Matters correspondent, Miss Didi Jonet.
Hey, friend.
Hey, friend. How's it been going?
I mean, it's fine. It's fine.
That's good. That's good.
I got complaints, but I've decided to let the spirit of Festivus lead me, and I won't speak on my grievances.
Okay.
Just know that WMATA can kiss the entirety of my ass. And I'll leave it there.
All right. And tonight, we are joined by our special first-time guest, Miss Angelina. How are you doing,
Hello.
Angelina?
I am doing very, very well. How are you all tonight?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Let the people know your Twitter handle so they can follow you on Twitter.
My Twitter handle is FNAEFFIN. _A. You can just find me on WrestleCast, you know, every Monday and Tuesday, faithfully, talking trash.
And
that's usually where I'm at.
We appreciate you supporting the hashtags and being a member of the Globe.
Thank you.
So before we get started, just want to remind everybody that the WrestleCast is brought to you by CSPN. You can find us on www.cspn.us. You can also find us on wrestlecast.tumblr.com. You can also find us on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher Radio. And we can also be found on any app that you can use to download and listen and subscribe to podcasts. Now, Angelina, as our first-time guest, of course, you have to give us your origin story with professional wrestling, like who you grew up watching, some of your favorites when you were younger, and some of your favorites now.
All right. Well, my father and my brother actually were the ones that got me into wrestling because I swear everyone thought that I was going to be a little boy. I went to my first actual live event. I went to SummerSlam. I was 4 years old, but I don't want to tell you what year it was. As a kid, all right, well, fine, I'm going to throw it out there. I was a Hulkamaniac, but then, you know, I grew up quick and Shawn Michaels became Bay. Mm-hmm. So what can I say? It's still forever and always. A fan of HBK. And just the usual, Undertaker, definitely. I do love me some Razor Ramon. I cannot deny it.
Mm-hmm.
And now I love Finn Balor. Like, mm-hmm. I'm obsessed. But it's like lust stuff, you know, those thirst trap wrestlers. I kind of have an affinity for those. Usos, you know.
Yes.
I got a type, you know what I'm saying? But no, but yeah, technical wrestlers too, like Ric Flair, like I'm obsessed with him. 30 for 30 was awesome, by the way. Mm-hmm. I finally watched it like the next day because, you know, had to be in bed early. But yeah, just I'm all around. I usually like everyone. You know, I'm not generally like one of those people like I can't stand certain people, but it's just one or two.
Really?
Yeah, which, like it's just certain ones? People. Like I just like
Like Holmst.
All right. Well, maybe I do have a list. It's usually like right now, like I can't with the whole, like I can't with Sami Zayn. I cannot. I don't know what it is. I can't. Like I can't.
Gingers are so disrespected in America.
I don't see it for Baron Corbin. I feel like I get sleepy when I see him. Carmella just gets on my nerves. I'm from Jersey, so you could see how that's an issue for me. Like, it's like, oh, girl, just stop. Pump the brakes with the leopard. I mean, you know, just very few.
All right. Well, Angelina, we're very glad to have you here. It's first time guest on the WrestleCast. This week, I don't really have any news. As I try to scour my brain and think if I heard anything just through the internet this week.
Ellsworth. I don't
really have anything. Yeah, James Ellsworth breaking today. James Ellsworth got released. Thank you.
Deuces. What? Deuces. Hello. Yeah, I saw that. I was like, bye, girl.
Wait a minute. We have time for you anyway. James Ellsworth?
Yes. Yes.
Young Chinless.
Yes, honey.
What? So they put him in a match with Becky 1 week, and then they're like, okay, bye.
They say, all right, bye. Your job here is done.
So dirty.
He gone. So
It was a good run, though.
Yeah, I mean, considering he, who do you wrestle? Braun and then Becky. You know, that's.
I mean,
AJ Styles beat AJ Styles twice.
Oh yeah. Oh AJ yes, Styles. I forgot about that. I mean, he ran the gamut really for his six matches. I'm not mad at it.
Golf clap for him.
So yeah, we'll take a. We'll take a drink for the career in WWE of James Ellsworth on the rest of the cast.
I'm definitely going to take a long sip for him.
Pour one out for your homie.
Cost too much to pour it out. So we'll
I'm going to pour it out down your throat is
there
really what I meant.
There you go. Yeah.
There you go. All right. So, yeah, that would be the biggest news of the week. That
sad that that's the biggest today. News, but...
Yeah, it's been kind of slow this week, so I guess that's good.
Yeah.
And for your podcast listeners, TNA really might actually be dead this time because the people who owned them, they got rid of the Law, which was the live audio wrestling, which is basically like the Canadian version of like Wrestling Sports Center. And yeah, they canceled them. So, citing money issues. So.
But they just moved to Canada like last week.
Yeah, I know. I know.
It's bad. Curse. That's not nice.
Wow.
It's really bad. So, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if.
I mean, but Johnny, wait, what's his name? Johnny Impact. That's what they call him. And Alberto just had a match. And it was, you know, good ish adjacent.
See.
Thank you for sitting through that and being our correspondent for that, too. I don't think you're
going to have
success with TNA as you did with SmackDown, though.
You know, I couldn't even make it happen. But I will say the match was interesting. It was not even a real, like, match. It was more like a fight. And they were all up in the back. At some point, Johnny jumped off of something that looked like the top of a toilet. You had to see it. It was kind of odd. I don't know why they were fighting. Reasons.
I didn't see it, but now I'm intrigued. Just the whole toilet scenario like, got me kind of like...
Yeah, like it was, it looked like the top of a building, but it was inside the arena in you know, quotation marks, but it was inside the arena, but it was like a building in the back. So I was like, well, and then it had like a male female sign. So it was clearly a bathroom, but I was like, why is it separate? Like what? I don't get it. And so he jumped off of that, which would have been like real sweet if we hadn't seen him over at Lucha Underground jumping off of 50 feet shit. So it was better than most TNA's, if that's any kind of difficulty kind of thing. And I enjoyed the 10 minutes. Well, they were probably 20 minutes. I enjoyed it.
Thank you for that TNA monthly update.
I love that that's the update, and I still don't actually know what happened. So it's like, this thing. Man. This
Y'all look out for that. Look out for that.
I mean, I'm sure it's somewhere, maybe on the what we are watching. Probably not on the. I don't know. It's somewhere.
They probably got it up on their YouTube channel.
They have a YouTube channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
About that.
Yes. So, if you're so inclined to still check out TNA,
you should.
A suggestion.
Ladies, you absolutely should, because Johnny is still a snack. So, if for no other reason,
just
do that. Just Johnny with his abs all out,
honey. Mm-hmm. I ain't mad at it. I'm about to Google it right now.
All right. So while Angelina is on her Google machine, we're going to transition into Monday Night Raw. Stephanie McMahon comes out. She starts the show. She's got questions for Kurt Angle. She's questioning why he added Jason Jordan to Team Raw and not getting John Cena like hashtag SmackDown Matters did. Mm-hmm. Kurt Angle vows to start the match and break Shane's ankle at Survivor Series. Stephanie really is like, that's not good enough, but, you know, she says she wants blood.
Honey.
His head on a platter. So the Shield arrives. Ambrose praises Angle and says that, you know, he earned all their respect at TLC stepping up, stepping in. Stephanie then runs them down for losing the tag team titles and says Angle and the New Day made them look like fools. She asks Roman where the hell he's been. Roman asks her where the hell she's been. And then says that, you know, they don't do what she wants. Roman then says that they want to fight the New Day. And if they, and Stephanie says if they accept, then the match will be granted at Survivor Series. So, Angelina, I'll start with you. What did you think about the opening?
Well, before, I was really, like, scared that I was going to miss something really exciting on Monday. And I was driving home, hauling ass from work. But it was just Stephanie rambling on. I must admit, my favorite part was Roman coming for her talking about, didn't you just go through a table 6 months ago? Like, where have you been, sis? That has to be my favorite, like, interaction throughout the whole thing. Because I was just like, all right, this whole Kurt and Jason Jordan thing, I'm like, oh, it's like the novelas I used to watch with my mother growing up. Just terrible, sad acting. I can't do it. But I think my favorite exchange had to be Roman coming at her. Like, all right, I like this kind of Roman. This is a Roman I like.
All right. Dee Dee, any comments or concerns? Any comments and concerns on the opening segment?
Well, see, I didn't see the opening segment because WMATA can kiss the biggest part of my ass. Yes.
Okay. All right.
No, didn't see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we have our we have a triple threat match between Bayley, Dana Brooke, and Mickey James, where the winner will become the fifth member of Team Raw on the women's side. So Dana Brooke, she rolls out to the floor and Asuka goes to check on her. And Dana Brooke attacks Asuka and she pays for that as Asuka takes her out. Back in the ring, Bayley gets a backslap for a two count. Then Bayley hits Dana with the Bayley to belly and she gets the win. And Bayley is the fifth member of the Raw Women's Survivor Series team. So one time for Huggy Cakes, she got the win. It's good to see Dana Brooke back out wrestling. It's been a while. You know, she's had some tragedy that she's kind of had to deal with the last few months. So it was
she
good.
Did?
Yeah, her boyfriend died.
Yeah.
Now, do you know, I saw that and I thought it was like the anniversary of it happening. I didn't know that it like happened.
No. It just happened.
It happened a few months ago.
He choked?
Yeah.
On yes. What?
I don't know. But...
I don't know.
Oh, is that like when that guy died because he choked on an egg? That's awful. Like,
I don't know.
Would you tell somebody, like, if you choked and that was the reason why you died, would you be like, don't tell them? I guess you can't tell them because you're already dead. But like,
you can't.
Like, maybe if you were in the hospital.
What you going to do, leave a note?
Right. Leave a note as you're choking. Like, don't tell them. And they're like, what the hell happened to you? You'd be like, oh, stuff. Like, would you tell somebody, well, I choked and I just, like, I almost died? That's a hell of a thing, man.
That's so embarrassing. Like, how do you not know how to chew your food? I'm sorry, but...
like, I was really hungry.
I work with toddlers that, like, come on now.
I mean, but true enough, like, if he was eating fish, a fish bone will take you out. So, like, that's not really...
That is true.
But then if he died, like, eating an orange, like, I guess, you know. I don't know. I don't mean to, you know.
Yeah.
You know, my emotions are gone.
Same.
I used up my monthly quotient watching the 30 for 30 for Ric Flair. I don't have any more emotions. I'm sorry.
I teared up on when was it, yesterday when he came out, and that was it. So
look, I saw it. I was like,
I've done enough crying. I'm good.
I was like,
but yeah.
And I was like, I don't even like them. Like, I don't even like Charlotte. Solely because it's a 30 for 30.
So after that, Enzo comes out. Enzo does this thing and he says at Survivor Series he's going to face Kalisto. Enzo says that he is money and he has made 205 Live great. My man Drew Gulak tries to talk, but he gets interrupted. So we have a tag team match. We have Enzo and Drew Gulak versus Akira Tozawa and Kalisto. Enzo slams Tozawa into Kalisto. Then Enzo hits Eat Defeat or the Giordano and he picks up the win. So Enzo using some more heel tactics. Get him a win, him and Drew Gulak. Kira Tozawa, good to see him back. And that's pretty much about it. Anybody got anything else for this one?
I love Tozawa. And can I just tell you, I am so tired of Enzo. I got to mute my television, walk out, take a break. I can't do it. Like, okay, I get it. You're a heel, right? But just, I don't know. There's just a difference between Enzo heel and like Miz heel. Like, how do I love the Miz so much? But Enzo, I want to punch him in the face. I don't get it.
Enzo has go-away heat with you? Has X-Pac heat with you?
Yeah. Well, I don't know, because even still, X-Pac heat was just, like, different. But just, I don't know, man. I don't know what it is. I feel like it doesn't, he just, when he was with Cass, like, it was, like, this balance. But now it's just, like, he's off the hook. I can't. And just, I don't know.
All right. So Kurt Angle's in the back, and he's meeting with Ting Raw. He's noting that he doesn't want to take any chances. So he's making sure that Joe and Finn Balor can, you know, prove they have teamwork. So he's putting them in a match tonight versus the Good Brothers. Then he also books Jason Jordan versus the returning Bray Wyatt. Braun says that he wants Kane, and Kurt Angle agrees. So then we move into Miz TV. Miz hypes Survivor Series, and he mocks Baron Corbin. He teases that he may squander, that Baron may squander another opportunity. He may lose to Sin Cara on SmackDown on Tuesday night. Miz says that he takes opportunities, and when there are none, he makes them. Miz then hypes up tonight's match against The Shield, and he brings out his guests, Sheamus and Cesaro. Miz congratulates them on winning the tag team titles. Sheamus says it was no surprise because they always keep their eye on the prize. Sheamus then runs down the Usos, saying that they are the champions of the B show. Miz tries to silence the audience, leading to Sheamus and Cesaro saying that they will jailbreak the Usos penitentiary. Miz then says that they will face The Shield tonight and says that they are the champions and it is their chance tonight to end The Shield's reunion tour. So, Angelina, since The Miz is your fave,
your thoughts? I mean, how could you not love him? I don't know. How could you not love the kid that was on The Real World? I mean, carrying a belt.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Mike and Coral.
I mean, yes. It was good times. I absolutely love The Miz. I am like Miz over everybody at this point. I can't express, like, I can't express how much, like, I love him as this. He's the greatest heel, like, right now. I can't, well, hold on. Kevin Owens is up there, too. I can't, you know, can't deny him of that. But that whole segment, too, with Cesaro and Sheamus, I just, there's so much happening, so much emotion. And what is it with Homeboy? He still has his neck brace on, but whatever, we're going to move past that.
Man. You saw what Braun Strowman did to that man? That's not a two weeks to get done injury type of injury.
I look at him, I'm just like, oh, bless his heart. Like, I can't. It's too much. But I'm here for The Miz.
Are we here
for all his shade for Baron Corbin, too?
Are we here for Cesaro talking with his mouthpiece in, though?
I couldn't. I could not. I'm like, sir, first of all, I have trouble understanding him in general. The mouthpiece just makes it worse. But he's fine, so it don't matter.
Okay.
Just being honest.
I guess it's a joke on him, but or his teeth are just really jacked up. He doesn't want nobody to see it.
They didn't really fall out, right? Like, they, like, were pushed in. Was that what I heard?
Yeah, they got pushed up into his gums. Honey. Yeah.
Ugh. I guess you can't just pull him down, huh?
Like, I guess what would you do in that scenario? But... Like, what...
I don't know what you do. I feel what like would you do? I feel like you pull them down to where they were and then maybe braces to support them because they have to be loose at that point. Like, they can't be. I don't know what you do.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what you do.
That was a terrible sight. Let's not relive that.
So our next match is Jason Jordan versus Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt just about kills Jason Jordan with the Uranagi to the cheers of the crowd. Jordan fires back with rights and elbows, and he escapes Sister Abigail, and Jason Jordan gets the win with the roll-up. After the match, Bray Wyatt kicks the shit out of Jason Jordan, and then he slams his bad leg that he was working on during the match to the ring post. Mm-hmm. In the back, after commercial, we see Jason Jordan in the back with the trainer. Kurt is there, and he doesn't think Jordan can't compete on Sunday. Jason Jordan is begging him to let him fight and have this moment. It was good to see Bray Wyatt. I was hoping that they would turn him into a good guy somehow in between now and the, like, month and a half that he missed. But they had him lose to Jason Jordan.
Yo, I can't. I'm just so angry with the whole way that they're booking Bray Wyatt because I feel like he has so much potential. I kind of want to see, like, a Bray and Bo, like,
that's tag all team I've wanted thing. For years.
Like, come on. Just throw us a bone. Like,
they're right there, and no matter what you do for style, they still look exactly alike.
Exactly.
So it's like, the only difference is the weight gain. So just let them be together.
So, although I must say that, like, Bo looks like one of my cousins that sells car parts, like, in the Bronx somewhere. Oh, he's saying? Like, I can't.
Really? How old is this cousin of yours?
Like, they just, it's just, like, the hair,
it's a valid career. I mean, what's the problem? But it's just,
oh, baby.
No, how old is he?
I think he's like
36,
but we're
really oh, that is perfect. Oh my gosh.
We'll talk about this later, girl.
Yes, please. I'm trying to be in the family. What?
Oh boy.
So next up we have Paul and Brock. They're on the scene. Paul Heyman says that this Sunday it's Universal Champion versus WWE Champion. It's Lesnar versus Styles for the first time ever and maybe the only time. Heyman says that he has never seen anyone like AJ Styles face off with Brock Lesnar. He puts over AJ's speed and his resilience. And during his promo, someone proposed and the crowd started yelling, she said yes.
That was great.
So they take a pause for a second. Brock says a couple of words to Heyman. Then Heyman gets back on the mic and says that she said yes only because she's never been up close to the beast. So Heyman then says that Styles is the single most talented in-ring performer of his generation and stylistically the best opponent for Lesnar, but promised that his beast would eat the Georgia Bulldog alive. He said Sunday could be a Rocky movie come to life due to Styles' skill, noting his wins over John Cena, Shane McMahon, and Jinder Mahal. But his point F5 is that this is no Rocky movie and Styles cannot survive Suplex City. The F5 or the Beast. Heyman can't wait to see AJ Styles up close and can't wait to praise his heroic effort and a loss to Brock Lesnar. Yeah, don't ever interrupt Paul Heyman's promo.
Listen, ever. You hear me? I feel bad for them. I'm just like, oh my God, they're headed for divorce already. Like,
I don't feel bad. You need to pick your moment. Why would you pick right then?
Choose wisely.
Right.
Like, she was probably telling him to shut up. Like, could you wait? Not yet. What are you saying? Stop talking.
Who interrupts Paul Heyman to propose? Paul Heyman like, who does talking? That?
Like, you wait for a John Cena moment or something.
Okay.
Or maybe, like, if Brock grabs the mic, you're like, all right, well, he ain't gonna say
nothing. Yeah.
So.
But, no.
Yeah, another great Paul Heyman promo. Definitely talking people into the building for Sunday. Then we have The Shield versus Miz, Sheamus, and Cesaro. The Shield clears the ring as things starts to break down, and somehow The Miz is now all alone. The Miz gets speared, and then he gets The Shield a triple powerbomb, and The Miz gets pinned, and The Shield wins and stands tall. So are we still feeling the Shield reunion?
I am feeling everything Seth does with Blonde. Like, it works for me.
Same. I'm really excited about the Shield reunion. I feel like, for a couple of reasons. One, I love Seth Rollins. That's number one.
Yes.
Two, Roman, I feel like it just works with the Shield. By himself, everybody's just like, okay, boo on you, sis. But, I mean, we're letting him shine. We're letting him cook. I mean, he's not bad to look at, but... At least now we don't have to hear the boos of the crowd constantly. I
mean, right.
I'm liking it. I want that.
Even Dean looks better in the Shield. Like,
I mean, he looks like
aesthetically. He's clean. He got the haircut. His bangs are covered. You know, a little better.
Girl, those bangs are just hiding that hairline.
No, I know they are. But I feel like it does a better job when it's shorter, because when it's longer, it's just like, I know what's under there.
Yeah.
Whereas now it just looks like an aesthetic choice that happens to cover his non-existent hairline. It's just like,
But yeah, although The Miz had to get the powerbomb, I'm still a fan of the Shield reunion.
I'm just glad it wasn't Bo.
Poor Bo.
Seth Rollins was losing his mind when they were getting ready to do, after they gave him the powerbomb.
Oh, man. He's just, I can't. I just, hearts all over. Love him.
So after commercial, we come back. Kurt Angle's in the ring, and he says that Jason Jordan has been injured, and he's pulling him from the Survivor Series match. Replacing Jason Jordan will be, but wait, Jason Jordan comes out in his bad leg and begs Kurt not to take his chance from him. He just wants to fight with his father. Jordan says he'll be fine by Sunday and begs Kurt not to do it because Kurt fought injured and he can do this. Jordan says he's emulated Kurt his whole life. Coming to Raw and being with him has been a dream come true. Don't take this away from me. I won't get another chance like this, Jordan says. And then Stephanie arrives and cuts him off. She tells Kurt to make the damn announcement and do it now. But before Kurt can speak, Triple H's music hits. He and Angle go face to face. And then Triple H announces that he is joining Team Raw, replacing Jason Jordan. The crowd then chants for a pedigree. It looks like Triple H asks Kurt Angle if he could do it. Kurt Angle then nods that he can, and then he turns around and lays out Jason Jordan with the pedigree.
Oh, and then man.
Kurt Angle fakes like he's concerned over Jason Jordan.
Greatest moment ever. You hear me? Greatest moment ever.
So you're
I'm all for Triple H being a part of this. I just feel like he's so passionate about this. And I'm just happy.
Jason Jordan does nothing for you?
No, nothing. Zilch. Nada. You hear me? Mm-mm.
Not even like potentially being like a really good bad guy, maybe? Because like,
I don't know. Like, I feel like he has in the ring, obviously, it's great. But I don't know. Whatever they decide to do with him, I hope that he doesn't get, like, just in this whole shuffle of, I'm just going to be the crybaby who wants to do stuff.
Dee, are you excited to see Triple H?
No.
No.
Why?
I don't care about Triple H.
Why? I feel like...
He's a handsome, married man with a really huge nose. Like, what? Why am I supposed to be, like, excited to see Triple H?
I just feel that he's one of those people, like, this stuff is real. And it's raw. And like, he's so passionate about it.
Yeah.
I can't help but like root for him. I can't help it.
I mean, I'm sure he lives a kayfabe life, but my thing is, I would be much more excited to see Carlito. Like, I don't care about Triple H.
Who you else really took it there?
I mean, I'm just saying. Who else would I be happy to see?
Who would be like a better replacement?
I mean,
age wise, because they're
all old. They're all old.
Both teams are like,
Old, and it's just like, oh, you couldn't get anybody younger. You couldn't get one 205 guy for each group, like nothing, nobody.
Oh, yeah.
You could have like split the difference, Tyson Carr. Everybody knows he can fight. Like, what? Who would I want to see?
Yeah, if you're going to replace Triple H, who would it be?
Who's a snack? Drew McIntyre for one night only.
For one night?
Yeah, he cute. He married though. They're all married though, so they don't matter. They're not married, they hoes. Hey, Xavier. Yes.
But isn't he married?
And a hoe. And plus also a hoe.
Oh, baby.
Gotta love it. Yeah, I don't know. I guess if you're going to have, I don't know. Because it's skewing old, and I don't know why. Like, I felt like Kurt and Shane were enough of old people, you know?
Yeah.
And then we can sprinkle in these other people who happen to be older. But don't discernibly look like 40 plus, you know, like,
yeah.
So like Triple H is like, okay, so you're just stacking the deck, huh? Because you already have Braun, so it's like it's already over. Realistically,
yeah. I just
They got Samoa Joe and Braun. I mean, we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, you technically only needed Braun, and now you have Samoa Joe, and it's like this isn't fair.
Right,
because if without him, you could have made a case for Samoa Joe and Nakamura, Samoa Joe, and any one person. But once you add Braun to the proceedings, it's just like, hey,
it's no.
You know what? That's what they need. They need another guy who's like the size of Braun.
Oh, they need it. Like
Kane is like 80.
Kane exactly.
Kane is
somebody's
old.
Grandpa. Like no.
Yes, Kane is old. They need somebody like
Kane. Circle what year?
Right, circa like 98. Then we 98, can talk.
Maybe. Like, but who else?
Maybe like, I don't know. They would have needed like both of those so-called Bludgeon Brothers. Like they needed like, I don't know.
Oh please, let's not talk about that. Let's not. Let's not do this. I'm almost done with my drink. We don't want that.
What we will talk about though is Finn Balor and Samoa Joe teaming up to go against Anderson
Snack
and
Baylor.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Joe lays out Carl Anderson and then hits elbow suicida on Gallows. Finn Balor finishes Anderson off with a double foot stop, and Finn Balor and Samoa Joe get the win. What tripped me out about this was after the match was over, he didn't even wait for the pinfall. Samoa Joe was just walking up the ramp like, okay, I'm out. We
done. Okay, bye. I like that too. I was just like, yo, he just does not care. And I dig it.
Samoa Joe and Finn definitely, even though, you know, they kind of had the little friction, they definitely got the crowd's attention and definitely got the crowd behind them really fast. So there's maybe some potential there if they ever wanted to go that route with those two, put them in a tag team down the line, hold the belts or something. They could, you know, get some life out of those two guys.
I would actually like really like that.
Next up, we have the Goddess Cakes champ, Alexa Bliss. She's doing a promo. She says that when she came to Raw, the power shifted and SmackDown became the B show. Mm. And she said it doesn't matter whether it's Natty or Charlotte, she's still going to be victorious at SummerSlam. Then we get our main event of the evening as Braun Strowman versus Kane. The two behemoths are up on the ropes, and Braun Strowman knocks Kane into the ring. Kane grabs Strowman for a choke slam, but Strowman fights him off. Strowman then gets Kane up, gives him the big running power slam, and both men go through the ring. ECW. And that's how your Monday Night Raw ended. As we had just a big crater in the middle of the ring.
Listen.
Well, you mean under the ring?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. Through,
yeah.
In a crater in the middle of the ring.
So, yeah, that was your Monday Night Raw. So, pretty cool ending.
It was a decent. That was really good Monday Night Raw. I mean, I'm like I said, I'm usually Team Blue, but Raw was it brought it on Monday.
Yeah.
I'm just being honest.
No, I didn't say you were wrong. You know, so, they get it right occasionally.
They do.
Yeah, once every 6 weeks they do hit on one.
Really, every six. You know, I'm gonna start counting now. We're like, week five. I'm like, we're almost there. We're almost to a good episode of Raw.
Yeah. So, yeah, very good go home episode of Raw. Set up, you know, some pretty good stuff going into Survivor Series, and you know, established that Raw is clearly the dominant team. I mean, good gosh, they got a stacked lineup when it comes to the 5-man Survivor Series.
Yeah, it's so big time.
So we'll turn it over to Didi Jonet at this time to see how SmackDown retaliated.
Oh, I don't know if we would use those words. You know, they're out there doing what they do in North Carolina, Charlotte to be specific. The show starts off with Shane in the back giving the roster a pep talk. He talks about how Asuka claimed that she would break the entire SmackDown team. He asked Becky what she thought about that, and she said she would break Asuka's arm. Shane asks Baron and Sin Cara about The Miz, and Corbin says Miz was living on borrowed time. And then The New Day accepts the Shield challenge, and they leave the roster in a SmackDown Rocks chant. Kevin Owens and Sammy are there, but they are not participating. This will be a reoccurring theme throughout the night.
Mm-hmm.
Daniel Bryan comes to the ring. He says he's not going to stay down after Kane took him out, and SmackDown will fight back against Raw. He says that Raw is afraid, which is why they added Triple H to this team. He knows Stephanie all too well, and he wouldn't be surprised to see Raw show up tonight. That is what we call foreshadowing. So then he says he's proud to bleed blue, proud of everyone in the back, call SmackDown better than Raw. No lies told. So then he announces again that their team has added John Cena. The both of you disgust me. I'm not a fan of any of this that's going on right now. But they added that man, and they're happy to introduce the next WWE champion, AJ Styles. So there's a big pop, the blah, blah, blah. They talk about the match with Brock Lesnar at the, what them people call it, the commentator's desk. Then Daniel says that Raw gives their champion of the universe his own advocate, and so he wanted to know if AJ wanted one of his own. AJ said yes. So then Daniel introduces Shane a la Paul Heyman. He says most of what Paul said was right, except for the idea that Lesnar would brutalize AJ. Daniel says that Lesnar is big and strong, but he is also thick-headed. Ooh! Quit and a quitter. Spot the lies. I don't see them. So Daniel says that Brock quit WWE and quit to be a half-ass... Oh, no. Let me say it correctly. Daniel Bryan said that Lesnar quit WWE and quit to a half-ass knee bar in UFC. He said Lesnar quits when he's pushed into deep waters, and AJ is going to push him to the point where he must mentally quit. Daniel Bryan only had one reason for us to tune into the network on Sunday, and that was to see a six foot three, 285-pound monster mentally quit to AJ Styles. And then he says, then AJ gets on the mic and he says, unlike Lesnar, he's not a puppet. He says, yes, he is an underdog, but this is not a Rocky movie. This is an AJ Styles production. And he would prove this was the house that Hoomst built. Well, he says he, but we all know it's real. Thank you. We know it's real. But, you know, it works for storyline. So, backstage, Jinder Mahal confronts AJ. He said the beating that AJ takes from Lesnar will be nothing compared to what he gets from the Maharaja when he wins the title back, for future ideas. Next is Baron Corbin versus Sin Cara for the U.S. title. Things, they happen. Corbin hits a deep six. Sin Cara sends him outside and hits a moonsault off the middle rope. Back in the ring, Corbin catches him with the end of days for the win. And we love Sin Cara.
Yeah, Sin Cara was throwing them real hands when he was making that comeback. When he pushed him in the corner and was punching him, those was real hands. Mm-hmm. Those was real hands.
Because Sin Cara is a real one. Yes. Officially, it is Baron Corbin versus The Miz for Survivor Series. No of the Charlotte Hornets were there, so that's cool. Then Shane approaches Daniel Bryan backstage, welcomes him back. This is when I actually got home because, again, WMATA can kiss the blackest part of my ass. So yeah, then Shane talks about the importance of cohesion. Daniel says he wants to have a talk with Shane after Survivor Series about that. He says he's still displeased that he wasn't informed about the raid and tried to reason with Raw when he got chokeslammed. Shane says something, but Daniel Bryan cut him off and was just like, I'll see you on Sunday. He ain't trying to hear that bullshit. Next is Natty Bo versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Charlotte dedicated the match to Ric Flair. This is, again, hometown hero type stuff. You know how WWE is about that, but, you know,
honey,
we go on. Charlotte launches Natty into the barricade. There's a two count, followed by a boot from Charlotte. After the break, Natty has her in a surfboard. Charlotte slips out, some chops, another two count. Natty countered a figure eight by kicking Charlotte into the turnbuckle. Then Natty slaps Charlotte, goes for the sharpshooter. Then Charlotte slaps her back and applies a schoolboy for a two, followed by an exploder. She sets Natty up for a moonsault off the barricade, but Natty got up, grabbed her, drove her into the ring post, tossed her back into the ring, applied the sharpshooter. You can tell the difference when I actually do drink during the show. It's actually really obvious. But anyway, sharpshooter. Charlotte crawls to the ropes. They break the hold. Follows with a big boot. Then Charlotte applies the figure eight and Natty taps. Ergo, Charlotte is the new champion. Yay! Yes. So, in the ring, Renee is interviewing Charlotte. She's like, Natty beat the heck out of me. And she's like, you know, blah, blah, blah. I won. The crowd is like, you deserve it. She says at Survivor Series, she's going to beat Alexa Bliss and show her why Raw had a queen way before they ever had a goddess. Then she talks about her dad. They said he's been through a lot. You know, he was sick. He's watching at home. Blah, blah, blah. This one is for him. She hugs Renee and she's leaving. As she's walking up the ramp, Nature Boy's music comes on. And she looking like she didn't really know he was there.
For real.
She was kind of just looking like, why y'all playing his music? And then she saw him. And like it was almost like every movie moment ever where she does like the run that was fast, but still in slow motion kind of somehow, like to her dad, and they like hug and they twirl. Like it was, especially coming off the heels of 30 for 30. Like that was some of the most emotional things I have seen on the WWE outside of like, I don't know, like when Shane tries to kill himself and then during the induction ceremonies, like that was from emotional stuff.
I shed a thug tear, I must say. I really did. And I just...
My eyes got big and glassy like they do in the anime, but I don't think a tear actually fell.
I did. I shed a thug tear. I'm not gonna lie. And I'm sorry, but I... Natalia is a great... me, the vodka tape. See? Natalia, I feel like she's great in the ring, but I just feel like she's so boring.
Yeah.
So boring. I can't.
she has the personality of a cat lady. Like, it's just like,
she really does.
It's like, of course you have 20 cats. It's like, what else would you have?
Yeah.
You wouldn't have anything else. So then there's a Bludgeon Brothers promo. Nobody cares.
No.
Oh, I guess I should mention they debut next week.
Woo. Exciting.
Cool. I hear a lot of static, and I don't know
what it is. What is it?
I don't think it's me, but maybe it is.
I don't know.
Okay, oh, stop.
Stopped.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I don't know. It was magic. All right, next. Jimmy Uso versus Chad Gable, not Snack. There's a promo before the match. Blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. They just mentioned all the tag teams that they've locked down, a.k.a. the Hype Bros, the Ascension, Breezango, American Alpha 2, Catch the Shade.
That was so shady, and I loved it.
Catch the Shade and The New Day. And they say Cesaro and Sheamus are next. So then the match starts. Gable takes most of the match. He was working over Jimmy's leg. They talk about Gable's ruthlessness, blah, blah, blah. Jimmy catches Chad with a super kick for the win. This is after outside distractions and a kick to... What? Go ahead.
Distraction.
Oh, yay. I distracted myself. Yeah. Yes, so...
Wait, you got a drink to that?
Yeah, girl. We drink to every distraction.
I don't know the rules.
Oh, anytime you hear distraction...
Yeah. Anytime you hear distraction, go get a refill.
I'm about to.
We used to play the other game where every time I said people took a drink, but that's not really.
I would probably die.
Yeah, that's not good for anybody. I'm like, so
Yeah.
It's bad. I was told by my boss, and he was like, you can just stop and I can like edit it out. And I was like, I don't know.
No.
I don't understand.
I'm not doing that.
We'll keep it funner this way.
Yeah. The show's better when you drink anyway, if we really want to be honest. So, the things, they happen.
Where were we?
Oh. Notable.
Distraction.
Okay. So, there's a notable thing going on with the women's team for Survivor Series. Because Charlotte won the title, she is not in match anymore. Alexa Bliss. However... Natty is not her replacement. Find out her replacement on Sunday.
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, the people who create my notes who are not me seem to think that this is an opening for a certain pale-faced, black-haired female.
Mm-hmm. I feel like it is as well.
I feel like it is too, but then I also feel like they hate me, so it'll probably be Nikki Bella. You know, like...
I don't care. She's cute. I see it for her.
I don't. I just want to see this wedding is really all I'm just interested.
It's going to be so gaudy.
Y'all think that Nikki Bella, if she can make it, if she just doesn't have any Dancing with the Stars commitment, is going to let John Cena show up at a wrestling event and
wouldn't have a Dancing with the Stars commitment because she got eliminated weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So she's free. You think she's going to let John Cena show up at an event and she not be involved? You know that's a package deal.
That's what I'm saying. And it's like, everybody's hyping it up like, oh, it'll be Pale One. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe it'll swerve me. Maybe it will be Young Pale, but I don't.
Young Pale.
I know. She's still youthful. She's young.
Yes, she is.
Even if her fiance husband is old as hell.
Crazy. Let's not talk about
that. I heard
they
don't go together no more. She said that she put out some tweets that said she was single.
Oh, no. Did she? Paige broke up with another man? No way.
Listen.
What?
Especially
knock
the grandpa
me over
one.
With a feather. What? Especially
I can't
the one
believe
with a goddamn
it.
Wife. Like what?
A whole wife.
A whole just, wife.
I cannot.
Not even it's a just, half a wife. She was
not
cold.
Half a wife. A whole entire one. I can't.
I'm actually even more annoyed at the idea that they broke up. Like it's just like really,
really, girl,
really. Oh. I don't even want to hear
that.
That
was a whole mess. Anyway.
I don't even want to hear that. Okay.
But that whole thing, yeah, I don't know. I could go either way. I don't care anymore. I don't care about that anymore.
Basically. I mean, like, maybe it's Trish Stratus. We want everybody to be 38 and up now, you know?
I mean, yeah, they need some, like, older people on there.
They do need older women. I need for Trish to just come back, like, on a quarterly basis, even. I would be happy to see her.
I mean, we have Mickie James in her auntie outfits. We might as well have some.
I don't understand why she's still wearing bell bottoms.
Like, I don't either, but
Like, ever since she whipped that ass in her, like, clubbed heels and her jeans, it's like, you can wear that to the ring. You can wear tight pants. They don't you have don't to have end to in have a bell bottoms. You don't have to wear fringe. I know you're part native, but you don't have to be a stereotype. Like, you can just wear clothes.
Oh.
Like, how did you let that become your gimmick, bell bottoms? Anyway, fashion cast moment, you know. That's over. So next, Kevin Owens approaches Sammy backstage. They're sad that they're not on the Survivor Series. Sammy calls the New Day a circus act. Kevin said he didn't care which brand was the A&B show because the only show that matters is the Sammy and Kevin show. And Sammy's like, oh, you mean the Kevin and Sammy show?
I can't with those two.
They're adorable. They're besties.
it's so funny.
They love each other. So next, the New Day come out. They put over the Shield. They have a whole bunch of titles.
The New Day know. Cuffing season.
Yes, when they taught everyone about cuffing season. I think that was one of my.
And then they shouted out Black Twitter. And I was like, oh, you're with us. It's like, you're out here. You're with us. I feel like I could slip into Big E's DMs and he would actually reply to me.
He probably would like reply. He looked like the type.
He would.
He'd be like, what's up in town?
I wonder if I want to be like a Thought Pocket and actually try. But like, I feel like he would reply. I really do think he would. I don't know.
I would really like to see the result of that. Please do it and let me know how that works out for
you. Science.
For science. Just, for you know. Science. Just for science.
New Day mentioned that they have 27 titles between them at least, but they acknowledge that most of them are from Kofi Kingston. He says that at Survivor Series, it will be the Hounds versus the Unicorns. He was like, why would you call yourself a hound? Hounds eat their own poop, whereas unicorns are mythical and bring magic to the earth. He said they know that they can trust each other 100%. We already know that the Shield can't. Xavier says the Shield is only together because of cuffing season. Mm. Boom. And then he says they'll still be together after Survivor Series, and then there's a New Day Rock chant. That leads into a Big E and Xavier Woods match versus Kevin and Sammy. There's a high tag, there's suplexes, there's a flip dive, and then the Shield's music hits. They show up in the crowd. They're wearing t-shirts with a half Raw, half Shield sign on them. I thought they were awful. Apparently, you people like them.
They were awful, but I lost my shit when they showed up. I'm not going to lie.
I mean, but they're just so handsome.
Exactly.
And Seth looks so good in red. You know, I'm team blue all day, but like red looks good on him.
Hello.
Aesthetics. So the Shield surrounds the ring. The New Day are in the middle of the ring with Kevin and Sammy on the side. And I was looking at it and I was like, bet you good money. Them two are going to slide their asses out that ring. And almost immediately, they do just that.
They did just that, honey. I was like, oh, there it is.
And then the Shield pounce on New Day. The Usos run down to, you know, save it because they got team pride. They face off with the Shield. They get into it. Roman did not fight the Usos because Samoans over everything.
That's not true, though.
Well, that's what my notes say.
I mean, later on, that won't be so true.
Yeah. With them or with Samoa Joe? Because he's not related to them.
Not Samoa Joe, with two people who are related.
Who? Tamina?
Yeah, Nia was beating the hell out of Tamina on that table.
They probably got like emotional. You know, women. You know how we
women are different.
Yeah, we hold grudges.
We're so bitter.
Who's older, Tamina? And Tamina was probably like, "You do this," and she was like, "Who do you think you're talking
I'm
to?"
I'm not doing anything.
Yeah, and so you know, now not bigger. She's probably like, "I do what I want. You ain't even really blooded. You're from Tonga, like you know." Oh, I don't know. I imagine it was probably a thing, but the boys, they don't fight each other. So then the New Day join the fight again. Oh, and then Cesaro and Sheamus come out. Then they're backstage in women's Raw team and Alexa. They barge into the SmackDown women's locker room, take everybody out. Seemed like Lana got the worst of it.
Yeah, she literally was getting dragged. Like
she usually does, though. Like, just in, like, all around. Poor baby.
I think she's a good, like, flailer. So they like to put her through her paces. But it ends up with essentially Charlotte being surrounded by all the other Raw women. And apparently Alexa now has a fist of concrete.
Yeah, she was able to 4'11" of her.
Yeah, she was able to knock out Charlotte with one blow.
She's a new Hands of Stone. I told y'all that a couple of weeks ago.
hands of shenanigans. Okay, so then more members from Rock show up. We have Finn Balor.
Hello.
Yeah, Balor, not Balor. Balor.
Balor.
Samoa Joe, Titus O'Neil, Apollo. What are they doing here? Titus O'Neil, talk
about, Apollo Crews. About Samoa Joe's jeans. I could not get over the dad jeans. But what? Go on.
I'm not saying nothing about Samoa Joe because I don't want that man to show up behind me when I least expect it.
I mean,
be like, what was said?
Be like, what? I don't care. I said it.
And then I can't really imagine him wearing like skinny jeans. Like, he got to wear like the good boot cut.
I mean, I could have seen him with some windbreakers or something.
With the fading just so. You know how they, you know, get some good Wrangler jeans.
Oh, man, the Wranglers.
Okay, so once they come out, then Shane came out with Bobby, Shinsuke, Baron. I thought I saw Ziggles. I could have been making that up.
Yeah, you saw him. He was on there.
I thought I saw him. So then Kurt shows up, and he brings with him all you fucking need, a.k.a. Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman.
Immediately, he takes out both the Hype Bros. Then Nakamura goes after him. Lord knows why. Strowman tosses him out. Shane went after him. Don't know why. Got some shots in, but was taken out with a full clothesline. Then the Shield holds Shane up, forces him to like walk, look at all of what Raw did. And then they hold him down. Sheamus takes a few shots at his head. Then Kurt Angle gets in his face and says, "This is nothing compared to what's coming." He gives the Shield a signal. They give him a triple powerbomb. And then Angle follows with an angle slam. Then the Shield gives Shane another powerbomb. And then they leave. And I do not know how this happened when they all knew they were coming, because this was in my notes. But that's okay. They didn't stay ready and they weren't ready. Mm. But that is how your SmackDown ended for this week. Yes, yes.
I'm sorry. SmackDown was a snooze fest up until the end. Yeah. And I always say I'm Team Blue. But not this week.
Yes. Every now and again they get you. We know who's got the better average though.
Yeah. True.
Okay, so who had the better beatdown? Raw beating down SmackDown or SmackDown beating down Raw?
SmackDown beating down Raw.
I agree.
Okay.
What do you say?
I think I agree with y'all.
Okay.
Even though I like the women's version of this one a lot better when they like just ransacked their locker room.
Yeah. That part was pretty dope, but I think overall I have to go the other way, SmackDown.
Because we didn't get any iconic moment from this one, whereas we got the Dana Brooke running for her life out of
that was like still hilarious. I can't.
Out of the first one, so just a reminder that the WrestleCast is being brought to you by Amazon.com. Go over to our website, www.csbn.us. Click on the tab that says support our podcast. Click on Amazon. Do your shopping as you normally would. And some of your purchase comes back to csbn.us and notably here at the WrestleCast. So you can help keep our podcast free. So, you know, csbn.us and amazon.com. Do it today. So NXT, we start off with my favorites, the Street Profits versus Sabatini and Moss. Dawkins catches Moss with a knockout right hand, and they get the win. So Street Profits are still doing it up, and hopefully they can continue to have nothing but success. Aleister Black and Velveteen Dream, we have a vignette showing their program heading into NXT TakeOver War Games. Then we have Lars Sullivan versus Raul Mendoza. After a series of crossfaces, Lars Sullivan gives Mendoza the freak accident, his finishing move, to get the win. Sullivan goes to attack Mendoza again when Cassius Ohno comes down and the two men have a stare down. Regal talks to Johnny Gargano and informs him that Pete Dunne has an open challenge for the UK title, and Regal thinks that Gargano is the man for the job. Gargano accepts, and the match is set for next week. Then we have a recap of the events that got us to the Authors of the Pain, Sanity, and Undisputed Era War Games match that is happening this Saturday. Now, a match that was very near and dear to the hearts of the members of the GLOW, we have Ember Moon versus Mercedes Martinez.
Yay!
Ember counters the Fisherman Buster into an inside cradle for a two count. Martinez misses a knee and gets stuck in the ropes. We get a roundhouse kick and then a stomp by Ember Moon, and then Ember goes up top and she gets the win with the Eclipse. Then we have our face-to-face segment between the NXT champion, Drew McIntyre, and Cian Almas. Drew comes out first, and he says that Zelina's plan worked to get a title shot. He says that they're in trouble now because reality and the pressure will set in at TakeOver. Drew calls himself the Mountain and asks Almas one last time to face him like a man. He wants him to do it to prove something to himself. Drew then tries goading him by questioning his manhood. Almas' music hits, but Zelina Vega comes out. Almas eventually does come out, and he hits the ring, getting right into a brawl with Drew. Drew wins out with a series of right hands, when Zelina Vega comes off the top rope with a crossbody. Drew catches her, but that only opens up the door for Almas to chop block Drew. Almas hits the hammerlock DDT, and then Zelina Vega picks up the title and uses it to motivate Cian Almas. So that was your NXT go-home show for their big takeover event. Now, Angelina, how do you feel about Zelina Vega and her addition to Cian Almas and kind of the story that they've been telling here the last few months between those two?
I appreciate her. She's a crazy Puerto Rican like me. But, I've been a fan of her for a while now, just because, again, the craziness. I can't help it. I like a strong woman. And can I just tell you, the network was acting up during NXT. Oh, I did tell you earlier. I was so pissed. I was like, how? I get home on time today. Network acting a mess. But of course, it was perfect. As soon as I restarted it, Zelina Vega was on my screen. I was like, oh, hey, girl. I see you. I'm actually excited for that match and Ember Moon. Although I'm not really a fan of the whole Peyton Royce thing. I don't care. Y'all can fight me if y'all want to.
What?
I don't see it for her either.
We can't agree on everything.
You've
disappointed me and Dee Dee both with some of your choices tonight. So
I'm sorry.
Your equal opportunity.
I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Speaking of those matches, we'll now just go over the NXT TakeOver card. And I guess we can play a game. Me and Angelina can play a game of who you got. So the dark match will be for the UK Championship. But that'll actually be shown on TV in a couple of weeks, so we won't review that one. So we'll start with Cassius Ohno and Lara Sullivan. So Angelina, who you got?
Oh boy. I'm gonna go with Ohno.
Really?
I don't like to just root for just anybody. I like to just be like, you know what? No. I'm not gonna go with the crowd. Ohno.
Okay. I think Lara Sullivan's gonna kill him. The match I'm actually looking forward to as much as War Games, the Velveteen Dream versus Aleister Black.
I'm going with the Velveteen Dream for that one, bud.
Yeah, me too. Tell Dee Dee the greatness that she's missing because she hasn't seen Velveteen Dream yet.
Girl, really?
Yeah, man.
What? Why? Why?
I'm busy.
Booked and busy.
I'm booked and I'm busy.
I will sit in my car my lunch break and just watch stuff. I'm just like, you know what? No, screw everything. I don't care. I don't have to eat right now. I'll have a sandwich later. But no, check it out though. Please. I beg of you. I'm with the Velveteen Dream. I am. I really am.
For the NXT Women's Championship, we're going to have a fatal four-way as you're going to have Kairi Sane versus Ember Moon versus Peyton Royce versus Nikki Cross. So Angelina, I think you said you want Ember Moon.
Yes,
to win
ma'am.
This one?
Yes, okay. Sir. Well, I'm sorry. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I always use feminine pronouns. I can't help it. I'm sorry. But yes, sir. Ember Moon.
I'm all about Peyton Royce. I think she should be the champion.
You love a good Caucasian.
See, I was going to say, is this like a lust choice?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Mm-hmm. It's a lust choice, and I think that it would work for the story going forward. It would make a better story if they made her the champion, because then she's got Billie Kay and she can always have help to win, and then Ember Moon has to fight the both of them to try to get the belt. That would be like the better story to tell. But I still think that Peyton deserves to be the champion though. She's so good.
Uh-huh. Let's move on.
NXT Championship match, we have Cian Almas versus Drew McIntyre.
Even though I love Zelina, I'm going to have to go for Drew McIntyre.
All right. Yeah, I think Drew McIntyre as well. And then the War Games match, the match beyond, the Undisputed Era versus the Authors of Pain and Roderick Strong versus Sanity.
See, now this one is tough for me for a couple of reasons. I'm just going to have to sit this one out.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yes, I can't. Do I have to really make a choice?
Yes, you got to make a choice because I know who I'm picking.
Wait, who's this?
This is a War Games match.
This is a War Games match.
The Undisputed Era. So isn't that like
18 people? How many people is it?
It's three teams of three.
Three teams of three.
So nine
she
people.
She said 18 yes. people.
I don't know.
Might as well be.
I don't know how this thing works. And so is she picking a person or a team to win?
She's picking a team.
A team.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to go with the Undisputed Era. I'm going to do it. I'm just going to choose. That's it.
All right. I'm going to go with the Undisputed Era as well. So the NXT takeover will happen Saturday night starting at 8 p.m. Of course, the hashtag will be hashtag cast takeover. So please come share your commentary with color with the hosts and fans of the WrestleCast this Saturday night, 8 p.m. using the hashtag cast takeover. On Friday night, use the hashtag RetroCast as we're going to watch some classic War Games. As you're going to watch the very first War Games that took place on July 4th, 1987 in Miami. And we're also going to watch the 1992 War Games, which has Steve Austin in it and Arn Anderson, Larry Zbyszko, Rick Rude on one team versus Sting, Nikita Koloff, and Steiner Brothers. Not Brian Pillman, just Steiner Brothers. So that will be hashtag RetroCast, and that will be Friday night starting at 8 p.m. So now, DD, I'm going to bring you in. There's just time. We haven't played it in a while, but now it's time for the Survivor Series edition of Who You Got.
It's been so long.
As Dario Cueto would say, it's everybody's favorite game show. So even though you won't see it because it's going to happen on the hashtag say no to pre-shows, our very first match, and who you got? Enzo Amore versus Kalisto for the WWE Cruiserweight title. So we'll start with our guest, Angelina. Who you got?
Kalisto all the way.
All right.
I'm sick of Enzo.
Stevie Jonet. Who you got?
I got Enzo.
All right. I'll agree with Dee Dee and I'll have Enzo as well. Next up, we have The New Day versus The Shield. Dee Dee Jonet, who you got?
New Day. Wait. Nah, it's going to be The Shield.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be The Shield.
Angelina?
I agree, The Shield.
I'm going to go with The New Day here.
You always trying to go for a win. You know you don't think they're going to win.
I don't think nobody from Raw is going to win, to be honest with you, except for one person. Next match, we have The Bar, Sheamus and Cesaro versus The Usos. Angelina, who you got?
I'm going to go with a Lust pick, and I'm going to go with The Usos.
All right. Dee Jonet, are you going to follow along in Angelina's footsteps? This is Monday.
No, I still have love for Cesaro. So
this is a Baywatch match for you, isn't it?
Absolutely.
It is for me too, actually, because Cesaro is hello.
Much Bay.
And then there's Sheamus. Wow.
I like him. Like, if he could get rid of that mohawk and we can revisit.
I mean,
he's so gingery.
Didn't we just, you said it earlier, like there's a whole thing against gingers.
I love them, but I understand that I'm not the norm.
I'm going to go with the Usos as well.
Okay. Good choice.
Next up, we have the Goddess Cakes champ, Alexa Bliss, versus the Queen, Charlotte Flair. Dee Dee Jonet, who you got?
Charlotte.
Angelina, who you got?
Charlotte.
Well, y'all know who I got. I'm not going against her
cakes.
This time.
Okay, cakes. I get it.
Oh, you really believe in her and her little her fist. I guess.
That's right. That's right. 5 feet of fury.
Honey. You know Charlotte's like 17 feet tall, right?
Doesn't matter.
17.
Okay.
As Jimmy Cliff once famously said, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Sure. Sure, Jan.
Okay. Okay, Jan.
Sure.
Just give him an okay, Jan. When, you know what? When Charlotte wins, I'm going to give you an okay, Jan.
Next up is The Miz versus Baron Corbin. Angelina, who you got?
Miz all the way. Hello. Baron, make me sleepy. Go on.
Didi Jone, who you got?
I actually think Baron will win, but I refuse to pick him in that hairline. So I'm picking The Miz.
Oof.
All right. I'm picking The Miz as well.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We have our first Survivor Series elimination match, as we have Alicia Fox, Nia Jax, Sasha Banks, Asuka, and Bayley representing Team Raw versus Becky Lynch, Carmella, Tamina, Naomi, and a wrestler to be determined. So, Didi Jone, who you got?
I'm sorry, you went a little too fast.
Oh, sorry.
So Lynch.
Becky Lynch, Carmella.
Carmella.
Mella, okay.
Tamina.
I'm trying to shorten it. Mella, Mina,
Naomi,
Nay,
and to be determined.
TBD versus
Alicia Fox.
Fox.
Nia Jax.
Jax.
Sasha Banks.
Banks.
Asuka.
Asuka.
And Bayley.
Bay. Okay, so the way that we did it last year is you get 1 point for the correct team and 1 point if you can pick the last person standing.
All righty.
So with that in mind, I will pick Team Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And I will pick Asuka.
That's very good choice.
That's a good choice.
Yes. Miss Angelina?
I was going to pick the same exact thing, but I'm going to go Team Raw and Nia.
Okay.
I'm going to go Team SmackDown.
Okay.
And I'm going to go whoever they announce as the mystery partner.
TBD. Okay.
Oh. Bold move.
Okay. Fair. Yes. I like it.
Now we have our men's Survivor Series elimination match. As we have Kurt Angle, the monster amongst men, Braun Strowman, is the extraordinary man who can do extraordinary things. Is that the way they are talking about Finn now? Is that the tagline that they give him now? So Finn Balor.
Don't matter what tagline he got. Doesn't matter.
He can have all of them.
We're here for it.
Don't matter.
We're here for it. That's all that matters.
The Samoan submission machine, Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And the game, Triple H versus Shane McMahon,
uh-huh.
The Viper, Randy Orton.
Ew, gross.
The Artist, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Oh, my baby.
The Glorious One, Bobby Roode.
My other baby.
And the franchise, John Cena.
Disgusting.
As a person, I love him, but in like when I see him on TV, I'm like, ew, go away.
Correct. Actually, I don't love him, but I do be like, ugh, go away.
So this time we'll start with Angelina. Angelina,
okay.
Who you got?
All right. I'm going to go Team Raw, and I'm going to go with Braun. Because, I mean, hello.
Yeah. I'm going to go Raw, and I'm going to go Samoa Joe.
I'm going to go Raw, and I'm going to go Triple H.
Okay. You know what makes me mad? The fact that you're like, you will like be right. Because you should say he refuses to lose anything. Like, it doesn't matter. Oh, God, I'm mad already. I'm already mad. It hasn't even gotten here. And I'm already mad at him.
Just now we'll move to our main event of the evening as we have The Beast, Brock Lesnar versus the phenomenal AJ Styles. Didi Jone? Who you got?
Let's be fun. Let's go with AJ.
Okay. Representing Team Blue?
Yeah, I guess.
Angelina, who you got?
I'm going with AJ because I refuse to pick Brock for anything. So there's that.
All right. Well, I think y'all know how I play this game. That means I'm picking Brock Lesnar.
Okay. Yeah.
So
his tiny legs.
So, as always, I will be putting these matches up on Twitter so you guys can use the official Twitter app, which now has 280 characters. So you can vote in our polls. And, you know, this is going to be our first live tweet with 280 characters. So
it's going to be so much easier to keep track. Oh,
my God. It's going to be a hot mess is what it's going to be. I'm
way
excited.
Up. I feel blessed. Oh, my Hello. Gosh.
Yeah. So look out for the hashtag who you got. So you guys can vote via Twitter on who you think is going to win the matches this week during Survivor Series. So at this point, we've come to the end of our show. So we're going to open it up for shout outs and thank yous. And we're going to start with our guest, Miss Angelina first.
I want to thank you for having me because I had a blast. I usually have a great time on Twitter with y'all, but this was really fun. And I got to drink. Hello.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us. Like I said earlier to start the show, thank you for always supporting the hashtags and being a loyal member of the Glow.
Thank you.
Miss Didi Jonet, shout outs.
Shout outs to Angelina because you are now officially part of the Glow
Yay!
Team. Next time we have our, when is that? We should be having another ladies' night song. I will be
next
sure.
Next month.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm sure you will be invited onto that.
I'm excited.
Shout out to Mel, because Mel still always gets shout out. Shout out to Chairman, Sam, Greg, current employees of the CSPN. most importantly, shout out to Sophia. Sophia is a robot, and Sophia is going to kill us all. So until she does that, I just want to make sure that I'm in her good graces.
So you had to give a shout out?
Listen, they asked Sophia, they were like, do you still want to kill all humans? And she was like, look, I have grown from there and I just want to do what I think is best for all humanity. So let's just move on. And I was like, she still wants to kill us. So let me just say that I am here for you, Sophia. I don't want no problems. No problems.
That's all.
Her into my shout outs. Yeah. Shout outs too, just in case I gotta get her good grades.
I'm not adding nobody up to Sophia. She needs to know that she is the alpha and the omega of my shout outs.
Just like Dee Dee said, I like to give a shout out to Sam, give a shout out to Greg, give a shout out to Classic for all the work he's going to do post-production and to, you know, putting together the parting promos every week. Give a shout out to Mel and to Siege. I give a shout out to everybody here on the CSPN network, all the hosts who are creating shows. You guys check out Rock Solid Radio, our latest edition. Really good podcast, really funny. Like to give a shout out to The Glow and a special shout out to Jay to the Max during her thing, Miss International. So hopefully by the time she hears this, she'll be back home safe and sound from France. So big shout out to her.
She in France. She's so fancy.
She is so fancy. Shout out to Jupiter Julep, Queen Mel Mindy, and like I said, all the other members of the Glow. Like I said, the hashtags for this weekend on Friday, hashtag Retrocast, as we're going to watch some old war games. Saturday night, Cast Takeover will be the hashtag as we watch NXT Takeover. And then on Sunday, you have, of course, Say No to Free Shows, and also hashtag Survivor Cast Matters. Our live tweet on Sunday. So can't wait to see everybody's tweets and, you know, everybody have a good time. And hopefully I'll win Who You Got again. I kind of like winning that. It's good for my ego.
So modest.
So for our special guest, Angelina, and my SmackDown Matters correspondent, Miss Didi Jonet, I'm Don DeLaRente. This has been episode 160 of the WrestleCast. Stay tuned for the parting promo.
Survivor Series. The only time of year where Raw and SmackDown compete against each other in head-to-head competition.
And we, the New Day, will be competing against The Shield.
And between the three of them, they have 13
title reigns.
That is a lot.
But between the three of us, we have at least 27.
And most of them are Kofi.
It's like all Kofi, honestly.
He's so good.
Oh, wow, thank you. Okay, okay. You're right. So here we have the Hounds of Justice versus the Unicorns of WWE. We got hounds, dogs. Why would anybody want to refer to themselves as a dog? Dogs eat their own poop.
They chew it and swallow it. Disgusting.
Versus unicorns, who are mythical, mysterious, and bring magic onto this earth. But the main difference between The Shield and The New Day is that we, The New Day, we know that we can trust each other 100%. And The Shield, they can't. They've already turned their backs on one another in the past.
Everybody already knows the only reason The Shield is together is because it's cuffing season. It's when it's cold outside, you need to cuddle up with an ex or something to feel better about yourself. Now, when it's warm again and we're in full swing WrestleMania mode, The Shield will not be a team anymore. But you know who will be a team? Your boys, The New Day!
And when Survivor Series rolls around, like Gloria Gaynor, we will survive! Because we are the only team with true brotherhood. The only team that has never turned its backs on each other. The only team that has never betrayed each other. And you want to know why that is? Because